I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. Today we're going to be exploring the music of legendary British musician, singer-songwriter, activist, actor, and philanthropist, Sting. Sting, from his album Dream of the Blue Turtles. That was Sting's first solo album, which he released in 1985. And of course, you're familiar with Sting as the lead singer of the band The Pleas, which he was one of the founding members. But the most fascinating thing I found out recently is I just got some big news. I just read a press release. Sting is going to be performing at the Metropolitan Opera this summer in July in two concerts with orchestra, with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. So what an amazing career, everything from rock and roll to pop to jazz to acting. We'll hear a little bit more about this Metropolitan Opera gig later in the show. Sting got his name in his early 20s, in the mid-70s. He was from the Newcastle area in England, and he had already gotten a certificate as a teacher and was teaching at a university there in the Newcastle area. And he was also playing in some jazz bands. He would play gigs, you know, like after class, on the weekends, and that sort of thing. And he shows up to play with this one band called the Phoenix Jazzmen. And the band leader told him that, you know, he was wearing this sweater, this black sweater with yellow stripes. So the band leader says to him, "Man, you look like a wasp, like the insect." So they started to call him Sting. And ever since those days, it stuck. He says that's his name. His wife calls him Sting. His kids call him Sting. So we'll call him Sting also. We heard a track, If You Love Somebody, Set Them Free. That was from his very first solo album, which he did in 1985. The last Police album was the Synchronicity album in 83. In 84, he has a major role starring in a science fiction movie, Dune. And then in 85, he records The Dream of the Blue Turtles, accompanied by legendary jazz musicians Kenny Kirkland, Daryl Jones, Omar Hakim, Bramford Marsalis. You know, he's playing with the greats. And he released his second solo album in 1987, entitled Nothing Like the Sun, which is taken from a Shakespearean sonnet. My mistress's eyes are nothing like the sun. Coral is far more red than her lips red. And yet, by heaven, I think my love as rare as any she belied with faults compare. So let's listen to a track from Sting's 1987 second solo album. This song is entitled Be Still My Beating Heart. And he wrote this song for his mother. He wrote this song after he lost his mother. And he released it on Nothing Like the Sun, Sting.
Stone that's been thrown. on dry land. Struggle to avoid any help at hand. Sink like a stone that's been thrown in the ocean. My logic has drowned in a sea of emotion. Stop before you start. Still my beating.
Sting, from his second solo album, Nothing Like the Sun. That's Sting. He's also an amazing bass player. That's him playing bass on all these tracks. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. And we are getting in touch with the music of Sting. So this was his second solo album, and we're going to hear a couple of more really beautiful tracks from this album. I wanted to read the liner notes for this next track. It's entitled They Dance Alone, and after that we'll hear another track called Fragile. This is what Sting has to say about They Dance Alone. On the Amnesty Tour of 1986, the musicians were introduced to former political prisoners, victims of torture and imprisonment without trial from all over the world. These meetings had a strong effect on all of us. We were all deeply affected. Thousands of people have disappeared in Chile, victims of murder squads, security forces, the police, the army. Imprisonment without trial and torture are commonplace. The gueca is a traditional Chilean courting dance. The gueca solo, or the dance alone, is performed publicly by the wives, daughters, and mothers of the disappeared. Often they dance with photographs of their loved ones pinned to their clothes. It is a symbolic gesture of protest and grief in a country where democracy doesn't need to be defended so much as exercised. From Sting's second solo album, this is They Dance Alone. Thank you.
One day we'll sing our freedom. One day we'll laugh
Sting from his solo album, Nothing Like the Sun. We just heard two tracks, They Dance Alone and Fragile. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. So that last song that we just heard, Fragile, such a beautiful song. He actually performed that in 2002 at the Winter Olympics. And he performed that with the cellist, the classical cellist, Yo-Yo Ma. And he was accompanied by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. So we have a little bit of a precedent here for his upcoming Metropolitan Opera debut this summer. He recorded Nothing Like the Sun in 1987. And so in 1988, he recorded an operatic album. He sang a role in an opera by Igor Stravinsky entitled The Soldier's Tale, and he recorded it with the London Sinfonietta, conducted by Kent Nagano, with Vanessa Redgrave and Sir Ian McKellum. And Sting sang the role of the soldier in that operatic recording from 1988. So he's working in these genres, and he's really developing them all. He's got this pop rock voice, which is clean and strong, the way he sang in The Police. We just heard a couple of really jazz-inflected types of singing where he uses a lot more breath in his voice for the expression. And his next solo album in 1991, called Soul Cages, we come back to the more of the pop sound that he had with The Police. In fact, The Police, you know, they had such a major career, they only recorded five albums, from 1977 through 1983. And their last two albums were produced by a man, Hugh Padgham, Ghost in the Machine and Synchronicity. He produced both of those amazing albums. So Sting works with this same producer again on this Soul Cages album. And we're going to be listening to a track which he wrote for his father. He lost his father before he did this recording, and he dedicated this album to him. And this song is entitled All This Time from Sting's Soul Cages.
One by one,
Sting from his solo album Soul Cages. That was All This Time. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on Community Radio WJFF. All right, so that album was produced by Hugh Padgham, who, you know, I had said also produced those fabulous last two albums that the Police did. So Sting works with him again on his next solo album called Ten Summoner's Tales. He released it in 94. You know, during his career, Sting has gotten 16 Grammy Awards for the work that he did with the Police and as his solo in his solo career. And Ten Summoner's Tales was nominated for the Grammy Award for the Album of the Year in 1994. Let's listen to If I Ever Lose My Faith in You, Sting from his Ten Summoner's Tales.
Yeah.
Sting from the 10 Summoner's Tales, If I Ever Lose My Faith in You. All right, I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then. You're listening to WJFF. Okay, so 10 Summoner's Tales, that's kind of an interesting name for this album. This album was recorded in 93 and released in 94. It's a wordplay. Sting's surname is Sumner, S-U-M-N-E-R. And it's a wordplay between his last name and one of the Canterbury Tales by Chaucer. You know, Chaucer, you know, died in 1400. The Canterbury Tales, the Summoner's Tale. So 10 Summoner's Tales. It's kind of an interesting reference because we're going to hear a song called Fields of Gold from this album. And in my ears, it's like he's moving in the direction of traditional British Isles folk music. Fields of Gold is kind of like you take a medieval folk song and you have Hugh Padgham produce it for you and you put it into a pop kind of a vehicle and you come up with Fields of Gold. So let's listen to Sting, 10 Summoner's Tale, Fields of Gold.
The sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of Bali. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love? Among the fields of Bali, we'll forget the sun in its jealous sky as we lie in fields of gold. Like a lover's soul upon the fields of Bali. Feel her body rise when you kiss her mouth among the fields of gold. I never made promises like you, and there have been some that I've broken. I swear.
Sting, Fields of Gold, from his 10 Summoner's Tales. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. This is WJFF Community Radio. All right, so Sting, you know, he's heading a certain direction in this song. This is like a traditional British Isles folk song. And sure enough, in 2006, he does a recording of John Dowland songs. John Dowland was a composer for voice and lute who lived in the late 1500s, you know, an Elizabethan composer, very much in the classical realm. And in 2006, he recorded an entire album of songs by John Dowland. Later in 2009, released for Christmas, in this just this last Christmas, he continues along that vein and he releases an album, If on a Winter's Night. And we'll be listening to a few tracks from that album soon. You know, he was one of the founding members of The Police. And the Police actually had a big reunion tour after he did this Dowland album in 2006. He pauses in his solo career and he spends about 2 years on a worldwide Police reunion tour. You know, I always had the feeling, we've talked about bands and how they go through their different breakups. When the Police finished their last album, Synchronicity, I didn't get the sense that it was a kind of a bitter divorce kind of a breakup. They all just decided that there was a bunch of solo work that they all, each of them had different projects in mind. And I think it was a kind of an amicable thing. So it was great when they did their reunion tour in 2007 and 2008. And when he finished that tour, Sting did contributed a track to the Songs for Tibet, The Art of Peace. And the funds from this CD go to support the Dalai Lama in his cause. We're going to be listening to Sting's 2008 recording entitled Send Your Love, where Sting advises us to send your love into the future, from the Songs for Tibet by Sting.
Finding the world in the smallness of a grain of sand and holding infinity palm of your hand, and heaven's realms in the seedlings of this tiny flower, and eternities in the space of a single hour. Send your love into the future. Send your love into the distant dawn. Massage your mind is a relay station, a mission probing to the unknown. We send a seed to a distant future, and we can watch the galaxy growing. There's ain't no time for doubting your power. There's ain't no time for hiding your care. Climbing down from an ivory tower, you got a stake in the world we are to share. You see the stars are moving so slowly, but still the earth is moving so fast. Can't you see the moon is so lonely, but you're still trapped in the pain of the past. This is the time of the world's colliding. This is the time of kingdoms falling. This is the time of the world's dividing. Time to heed your call. Send your love into the future. Your precious love into some distant time. Now fix that wounded planet with the love of your healing. Send your love. Send your love. Thank you.
sex and music. There's no religion but sound and dancing. There's no religion but line and color. There's no religion but sacred dress. There's no religion but the endless ocean. There's no religion but the moon and stars. There's no religion but time and emotion. There's no religion, just tribal scars. I throw a pebble and I watch the ocean. I see the ripples vanish in the distance. It's just the same with all the emotions. It's just the same in every instance. There's no religion but the joys of rhythm. There's no religion but the rights of spring. I've no religion in the path of hate, no prayer but the one I sing. Send your love into the future. Send your precious love into some distant time. That's right or winning. I'm no religion in the path of hatred. I ain't no prayer for the one I'm singing. Send your love. Send your love.
Sting from Songs for Tibet, The Art of Peace. Sting released that in 2008. That's a pretty amazing CD, by the way. In addition to Sting, it features Dave Matthews, Joan Armatrading, John Mayer, Duncan Sheik, Alanis Morissette, Moby. All of the funds from the CD go to support the Dalai Lama. Songs for Tibet, The Art of Peace. All right, I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. I hope you've been enjoying our show today while we explore the solo career of legendary singer-songwriter Sting. He released an album in 2009 for the Christmas season, If on a Winter's Night, and the liner notes say it's inspired by Sting's favorite season, If on a Winter's Night, and it takes traditional music from the British Isles as its starting point and evolves into a compelling and personal journey with music spanning over five centuries. So he is going to be singing in a different style from what we've heard so far. He's got a rock voice, a really strong pop voice. We've heard his jazz singing. And now this is something of a quasi-classical nature that he's heading towards. As I mentioned earlier, Sting has got a concert coming up at the Metropolitan Opera this summer in July. A little bit more about that, but first let's listen to a song, a traditional song from the Northumberland area in Newcastle. And he says the song, like the moors of Northumberland in the winter, has a characteristic bleakness and is starkly beautiful. As I sing it, I feel a rare twinge of homesickness. The snow, it melts the soonest. From Sting's If on a Winter Night.
Well, the snow, it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing. And the corn it ripens fastest when the frost is settling in. And when a woman tells me my face she'll soon forget, before we'll part I'll wager croon she's fain to fall at yet. Well, the snow, it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing, and the swallow skims without a thought as long as it is spring. But when spring goes and winter blows, my lassie, you'll be fain for all your pride to follow me across the stormy main. Oh, the snow it melts the soonest when the winds begin to sing, and the bee that flew when summer shone in winter cannot sting. I've seen a woman's anger melt betwixt the night and morn. Oh, it's surely not a harder thing to tame woman's scorn.
From If on a Winter's Night, the snow it melts the soonest. Sting is going to be playing two concerts at the Metropolitan Opera House this July, on the July 13th and the 14th. He'll be accompanied by the Royal Philharmonic Concert Orchestra, conducted by Stephen Mercurio. The concerts are part of a world tour during which he'll perform his most popular songs reimagined for symphonic arrangement. Here's the quote that Sting says: "The Metropolitan Opera has such a rich cultural history in supporting and celebrating a truly diverse range of artists. It's both an honor and a thrill to have the opportunity to perform at this renowned landmark." So I think that's going to be an amazing concert. I would love to hear this concert and hear exactly how which songs Sting performs and how he sings them. He has such a variety of musical styles that he does. If on the Winter's Night album, he actually composes a song written to a melody by Bach. And he also performs a song which we'll be listening to a little bit of now. "There is no rose of such virtue." This is a medieval song from 1420. It's an anonymous song from Sting's If on a Winter's Night.
There is no rose of such virtue as is the rose that bare Jesus. There is no rose of such virtue as is the rose that bare Jesus. Thank you.
Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. Today's program featured the music of Sting. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and thank you so much for listening.